Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Christy Hawthorne, Executive Director of Licking Soil and Water Conservation District. Mix of sun and clouds today. Could see some rain, high near 76. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain. But boy, then on Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 79. And Christy, we're sitting here talking about how busy you are. It's Earth Day, so happy Earth Day, I guess. I don't know, do you buy cards for Earth Day? And I hope you don't throw them away. You recycle them. I don't know. Is there anything big that you guys get excited about with Earth Day? Do you have parties or anything?
Well, happy Earth Day to you and everyone. And actually, Earth Day is every day in my world. So I'm excited that the community is celebrating both Earth Day today and Arbor Day on Friday. Mm-hmm. So recommendations, plant a tree, clean up a park, recycle. Every little bit helps. And it takes more than one person to get this accomplished. So, yeah, everybody needs to help out.
It's always good when Christy comes in because that's real life.
Oh,
I mean, what she deals with every day.
Oh, yeah.
This is not, you know, made up out here stuff. This is how it impacts us, water and soil, and just the projects that are going on in this county. I don't know how you keep up with them all because they're in every nook, every cranny, every watershed, every township, all of it. There's something going on everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we really lean into our partners with recycling, Pollinator Pathways, Licking Land Trust, Farm Bureau. Everybody plays a part, and we all lean into and use each other as a resource to get everything accomplished.
Well, as Joel mentioned, you could never do it as Licking Soil and Water Conservation District by yourself. Now, I mean, we were joking, you were going to be over here, and there. You could never do it without the support and the collaboration with these other agencies, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a great team. We've got 14 staff members that work hard every day to make sure that we have good water quality, and our farmers are doing great things on the ground. Our developers are following permit guidelines. It's definitely a group effort internally and externally.
And just the name, Soil and Water Conservation, you know, I imagine there's preservation, you know, trying to make sure that the good topsoil doesn't wash away or blow away. I mean, that's, again, when you talk about that, people like, hey, farmers markets are a big thing right now. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because people want to know where their food comes from, and good food comes from good soil and good water.
Yes, absolutely. And we have some great farmers in this community that really care. We partner with USDA to do cost share programs, install waterways, the big things for the big farmers. But we also work with the smaller farmers that do specialty production, maybe lavender, maybe herbs, specialty crops like tomatoes and lettuces and things like that, hoop houses. So yeah, it is very important, and having good water quality to be able to grow healthy plants in healthy soil is very important.
What should folks know about their water quality here in the county? It's pretty safe. I mean, yeah.
We do have good water quality. We're very lucky that the Ohio EPA finished up their water quality assessment of the Licking River watershed last year in 2025. The report should be out sometime this summer that will give us a broad view of exactly where our water attainment is and the great water quality that we have. So that way we can help protect it. Mm-hmm. And if there are issues in some areas that we've had in the past, then we can move forward and try to fix it.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, I always joke with people, you know, when you turn the faucet on, you just want the water to go. You flush the toilet, you want it to flush. So, I mean, you really do want to make sure that is there and it's in good quality. I mean, God forbid what happened in Flint, Michigan with all that went around there and things that happened in the past that people kind of just, well, okay, yeah, well, it's not that bad. That people have to feel safe where they're at. And I think water is one of those. They don't have to worry about it as much. I mean, again, turn it on and I'm good to go. Fill up a glass and drink it. Right. It doesn't bother me at all. That's just how I am. So.
And Licking County is blessed to have so much water. The Ohio EPA published a report last year, the Central Ohio Regional Water Study, and Licking County was one of those 15 counties that they did an in-depth inventory of surface and subsurface water. water. That report shows that we have approximately 98 million gallons of water a day available for production, and that's good quality water. So that's where, you know, why we're so prosperous in our farming operations here in the county, and why so many developers want to come and join us.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that too loud to some farmers, though. They're not hey, real quick, we were talking about Earth Day. You said you've got some high school students taking part in the Environthon as we speak.
Wow. I'll say that three times
Environthon.
Fast. Environthon.
Environthon?
Yeah,
Environthon.
Wow, how about that?
But they've got, it's taking place right now, maybe what the schools are and what they're doing.
Yeah, the Environthon is an environmental competition for high school students. They create teams of five out of their respective high schools. We've got two teams from Granville and one team from Southwest Licking competing today. The topics are aquatics, soils, forestry, and wildlife. And then they have a current issue. And talking about our water quality, this year's issue is non-point source pollution. So it's those areas where the water is being polluted, but you can't pinpoint an exact location, and you look at it more of a watershed side. So stormwater is one of those non-point source issues with people putting things down the drains in the city streets and those types of things. So
some big issues for high school kids.
Big issues.
I mean, really big issues.
They do a lot of training. Yeah. We have kits at our office for the students to borrow and train with, and resources for them. Granville has been to the state for many years now. They do a great job and very competitive in this field. Imagine that. So, yeah, that's going on today, and that's for the area. Then the top five teams from the area competition will move on to the state competition in June.
Hmm. That's got to make you feel good. Doesn't that, Chris?
Absolutely.
I mean, did you have kids that are, you know, oh yeah, okay, I might take a horticulture class, or my brother was big into that, Future Farmers of America, I mean, and those kind of things. But like Joel, to his point, this is some serious stuff these guys are dealing, gals are dealing with. It's got to make you feel good that you're seeing a younger generation taking interest in this.
Absolutely. And we've got professionals who write the tests, who are on site and working with the kids. So they really get a taste of what it would be like working in the natural resources industry as a whole.
Do you think, again, I don't know, you hear legacy farms, and I know that there's programs that folks can get in with the state to keep farmland. Are you seeing younger people, though, want to keep those farms going? I mean, I've done stories where people are like, that's a big worry for us, because this younger generation, it's a lot of hard work. There's not a lot of great money in it if you're just doing it for the right reasons. I mean, are you worried that we're losing a younger generation than of farmers?
You know, there's a lot of statistics out there that are showing that our farming age is increasing, the average age. And 60% of our farmers work off of the farm for healthcare reasons and so forth. So we're seeing that there is a passion for farming, but some of them just can't do it full time because it takes so many acres to do that and so much capital.
Well, and when you talk about, you know, farming, I mean, it's almost become boutique. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you've got people that come out, like you mentioned, lavender or tomatoes. People, you know, take a half acre or an acre and, you know, really do, and then do the farmers markets to try to really, you know, maximize their return on investment rather than those 100, 500,000 acre farms where it's all about beans and corn and beans and corn every year.
Yeah, I guess in my world, since I work at the Ag Service Center and we work with the farmers who come into the USDA to do their reporting and have conversations with us, that I don't have the same view. You know, there's a lot of land use change going on in Western Licking County, but there's a lot of dedicated farmers who want to do those row crops, but also livestock. When you look at the eastern part of the county, that's more the livestock central area, and the row crops are in the area in the western and northern parts, and in the southern parts, the flat land, as the farmers call it. But, you know, it really has been encouraging to work with the FFA chapters here in the county. Licking Valley hired a second ag teacher. Same with North Fork Schools. These teachers are doing a great job. want to say that up in Utica, their instructor, Caleb Hickman, at our last annual banquet noted that they had about 440 kids in the FFA chapter starting in middle school now and working their way through high school programming. They're
That's
going on
a
state competition.
Got to be almost every kid.
Yeah.
And so they're growing their programs, which is exciting to see that these kids, and a lot of people think that natural resources, jobs are, or farming, it's also forestry. It's also all the other things that go into the farming aspect, like what we do with the natural resources conservation side of things. So it's a broader industry than a lot of people give us credit for, mm-hmm. and how everybody can do their part in their community, like the cleanup days mm-hmm. and like planting a tree. We just had our annual tree sale where we distributed about 20,000 trees between Licking, Fairfield, and Perry counties. So there are people out there who are doing their part, and we appreciate them,
absolutely.
Especially today on Earth Day.
Well, and again, just to stay before we take a break, you talked about the River Roundup. Now, I know I don't want you to give out the name of who won because they might not know yet, the poster contest. But again, staying with that kid theme, did you get a lot of applicant or entries this year?
Yeah, we had, I think it was around 120 posters from multiple schools. We do have an elementary, middle school, and high school winner that will be announced via social media this afternoon around between 3 to 4 o'clock, as soon as our educator is done with the Envirothon and back in the office to make that announcement. So
busy.
Is coming, and we are currently soliciting for 2026 sponsors and site locations. If you are in the community that does not have a River Roundup site, or if you are in an area and want to be more involved and become a leader of a site, we are actively looking to get things lined up now. September 12th is going to be right around the corner before we know it. And it's such an important part of what we do. You know, the mantra for River Roundup is, we love nature, we hate trash. It's a perfect mantra for today on Earth Day.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. And then what do the winners get? Besides the poster being out on a billboard and stuff.
Yeah, we use their posters as marketing material. Mm-hmm. The students win $100 for themselves, and they win $500 for their school for art and science programming.
Who chooses this winner? Are you involved in that? Because that can't be easy.
I did have one vote, but it is the committee that puts this River Roundup together, including like the Park District, Dawes Arboretum, Recycling, and our partners at the Highway Garage, as well as our sponsors from the previous year. So like Shackelford and Amazon were two of our presenting sponsors. Their staff and employees got to help out with the voting, too.
It's a big responsibility.
I'll tell you what. Don't make mama or grandma mad if you don't pick that. I want no part of that. I can guarantee you that.
It was a rough one. It always is. There's always some really good ones.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Christy Hawthorne, Executive Director, Licking Soil and Water Conservation District on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news at WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. I'll get even with you over there, Hawthorne. Don't worry. Sunny skies right now. Could see some clouds and rain later today. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain. And then for your Thursday, sunny with a high near 79. We're only laughing because we talked about in the first part, Arbor Day and the trees. And I was telling you, when we moved moved down here in Pataskala in 2007. We were out at the Dawes. It was really cool. The kids got to do the climbing with the Energy Cooperative was out there, and we actually got two small trees. Well, now they're full trees. Two big trees in my yard. And I said, and you said, well, you prune them because I'm always getting clipped by a branch while I'm cutting. And the wife was like, you can't do that. You're cutting like off an arm of them. And you said, put a helmet on. That's all I need is to be out there in the backyard with a helmet on. People going, what is wrong with that guy?
What's going on with Prune Boy?
That's exactly right. Because I will be called Christy Hawthorne, Licking Soil Water Conservation District. But Friday is Arbor Day. What are you folks doing? I know you're teaming with a bunch of people, but kind of what's going to be taking place?
Yeah, well, actually today we're going to be running out to Dawes Arboretum and celebrating their ribbon cutting of a new wetland that Streams and Wetlands Foundation installed through funding through Microsoft. So that's going to be at the Red Barn out at Dawes Arboretum. That's 10 o'clock today. So from here, that's where I'm heading over to celebrate. Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to make her mad and keep her here.
And then, but Arbor Day is on Friday, and that is a celebration of trees. So we've got the Licking County Commissioners, the City of Newark, and the Works has a Heritage 250 tree planting happening down at this courthouse square. That information is on social media as well. I believe it's at noon.
Yep.
And we are donating 50 sugar maple saplings to be given out to the first 50 people there. So if you get a tree there, talk to Dave about pruning later, and I can help with helm an idea.
You got a couple of years before you need that, probably. Yeah.
And then Saturday, Dawes Arboretum, of course, has a big Arboretum or Arbor Day celebration. And we will have a stand there with kids' activities, along with many of the partners in Licking County, just celebrating everything trees.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about how many trees did you say you sold on your 20,000?
We distributed
20,000?
Just under 20,000 tree seedlings this year.
So if folks do any of these things, is it, okay, I want you to come out and look at the soil first before I do something? Because, again, we took a chance. We bought silver maples. We figured, okay, those are the ones that, you know, pretty much you'll be all right with. But, I mean, if somebody says to you, I want something specific, will you come out and look at the soil and say, yeah, you might not want to put that out here?
Actually, what we would do is use a computerized version called the Web Soil Survey. We would also recommend a soil test, that we have the soil probes for you to gather the soil. It's just a long, skinny tube that you stick down about a foot and get the soil, dry it out, bring it into the OSU Extension office. For $25, they will do a soil analysis on it and tell you exactly what's going on under your feet.
And you should, we didn't do it, I admit it, got in front of God and everybody, but really, if you're going to take it serious, you want to know what to put out there, you should be doing something like that.
Yes,
because I mean, a lot of folks are just like, okay, I didn't know, and this thing died within, 6 weeks. Well, maybe you didn't have the right what you needed for it. So,
soil tests are really important for pretty much so any type of gardening, landscaping, tree planting, crops. It's important to know what's in the soil. Just looking at it, you cannot tell the billions of microbes that are moving around and living in your hand at that point. So there's ways to do that. And then if it's not what you need it for, like a vegetable garden, there are ways to amend it, both holistically and chemically. So we can make recommendations on that.
We use good old-fashioned manure at our house.
Yep, that's the best.
That's our best soil amendment we know.
Yes.
I put that out in my neighborhood. There's going to be some folks who are not going to be happy with me. Hey, you know what I'm seeing a lot of are the raised beds that the folks are doing. Do you get a lot of questions on that? Do folks call you and say, hey, we need some help with this. What do we do? I mean, you're seeing these ever. I mean, I saw a friend of mine, her husband probably built 8 or 9 of these things for her to put out. They just seem like they're becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, they are very popular at this point, and it's nice for the raised beds that you don't have to stoop as far, and they can be made handicap accessible. really questions about raised beds, we direct over to OSU Extension mm-hmm. and the Master Gardener volunteers. They're the experts in those
Of
gardening topics.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, well, we had, can't remember what her name was. We had her in here, and I'm like, God, the, mm-hmm. I remember she was talking about how many hours mm-hmm. that they have to go and do that. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a great program. Their demonstration garden is right behind our office mm-hmm. at 771 East Main Street. They're Master Gardeners volunteers, and Soil and Water, we're hosting their plant sale and our Backyard Conservation Day on the same day, which is May 9th. Yes, the day before Mother's Day.
It's a great day.
So you can
day.
Come out and ask the experts questions. You can buy plants that they've grown and help fund their program as a whole. We are going to have rain barrels and activities. We're also partnering with the library, the health department, Division of Wildlife, USDA partners will all have information and activities for kids to do. So it'll be a great day. That's again May 9th, and it's from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m.
It's a great place, really. I mean, just have conversations, eavesdrop on conversations. But that's my wife and I got hooked up in that pollinator trail thing because we were looking on putting in a butterfly bed. And as soon as one of those master gardeners heard us talking about what, right in, hey, you want to sign up for this? Get the emails. Here's the thing. And then just you become a part of that network. And what's cool about it is, you know, the strength, the knowledge that they have really is so helpful in you planning and getting the right plants. A lot of people focus on native plants, but you know, like yeah. I got a buddy, he won't even mow his lawn until the dandelions are done blooming because of the bees. And like the neighborhood, like we don't really love your lawn right now, but we understand what you're doing. People are becoming more and more aware about how important all that stuff is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm one of those lawnmower types as well. And, you know, at the office at 771 East Main Street, we have about a quarter acre in the front between the building and East Main Street that we've are transforming into a meadows for monarchs. In partnership with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Pollinator Pathways, we did the spraying last year and got it all prepped. We frost seeded in February when there was still snow on the ground, and we're going to have a prairie area with native plants for that. We actually had about 30 sites in the county that did that through Pollinator Pathways, and we partnered with them to do this on a larger scale. Some of them were only, you know, 20 by 20, but every little bit helps and giving those pollinators a food source.
I can't begin to tell you how bad I feel now because I always put my Scott's weed and feed down. And I'm one of those who's like, gotta get them out. Get them out. I feel like I just killed every bee in Central Ohio.
No, I feel so bad.
Hey, rain barrels. Jim Kirikoff, he would come out and he and I would talk about these rain barrel things. Mm-hmm. You guys will help with folks with do these?
Yeah, we have rain barrels available for sale year-round. That is a plumbed 55-gallon drum with the inlet and the outlet and a spigot on it. They're at our office for $65. We also have some rain barrel workshops coming up. The first one is at the Backyard Conservation Day at 1 p.m. that afternoon, where you come into our space and we give you the tools and all the equipment and all the pieces, and you put together your own rain barrel for $50. So discounted price for putting in some sweat equity there.
Is the helmet included in case he shows up?
You're going to need a helmet here in a second.
They're an important part for stormwater management, especially if you have like a wet area around your house or in your backyard or around your barn that you want some help with. You can save that water. And then during the drier months, you have a watering source for your gardens and your flower beds.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot coming up. Obviously, we got spring. You talked about May 9th. But hey, you guys are busy. Like you said, every day is Earth Day. If folks want more information, Chris, if they want to learn a little bit more about what you do, or they want to take advantage of the great programs, what do they need to do?
You're welcome to come to our website at lickingswcd.com. And those letters are for Soil Water Conservation District. We have you can sign up for our newsletter and get our monthly updates, have a calendar of events of what's going on. We have our store where you can buy these things online. We also have geotextile for big projects like underneath driveway gravel. We've got our fish sale going on right now. All kinds of stuff, good information there. Follow us on social media. And you can also just call our office at 740-670-5330. To get caught up on all good information that we have.
And what time today are you guys doing the big unveil for your River Roundup poster contest? What time is that going to be taking place?
By 4 o'clock this afternoon.
And you can just get on Facebook, I assume?
All social media. We've got Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Okay, so that'll be a lot of fun. So if you had somebody who put an entry into that for the River Roundup poster contest, be sure to check that out. I know you're very busy today. I appreciate you coming in, but there's so much to learn about what you folks do that people need to know. It's right here, and it's take advantage of it. I mean, it's a great, great asset in the community.
Absolutely. You know, natural resources are on the top of everyone's mind right now with a lot of the land use changes going on. And like I've said, every little bit helps. Anything that you can do to help out, we'll help. We can help you get it done.
Christy, as always, I appreciate it. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Go enjoy that busy day. We appreciate you coming in. Again, that's Christy Hawthorne, Executive Director of Licking Soil and Water Conservation District.